Kick-Ass Vets, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is episode 3 of Kick-Ass Vets podcast, and this is Which Kick-Ass Fish Are You? In this podcast, we're going to talk about the different types of fish and different types of ponds that we can fall in as a vet or really anyone in any profession, and how that affects our happiness in our careers and in our jobs and lives in general. In veterinary medicine, there are so many diverse aspects and fields and avenues that you can go into that make sometimes the choice of where to work and where your place is overwhelming. Another aspect that can be overwhelming is where you fall in terms of how much of an impact you want to make and how much change you want to enforce on the field. There's no one right or wrong answer of how much change you should evoke or how much you should want to evoke. Everybody's different. Everybody has different things going on in their lives. Some people are incredibly career focused and motivated and really want to have a big impact factor on their work environment. And other people just want to go to work. Neither is right or wrong. Neither is better than the other. Everybody is different. And no matter what choice you make and no matter where you are in life, that's okay. And recognizing, acknowledging, and allowing yourself to be the type of fish that you want to be can be really important in finding job satisfaction and happiness. Also, the type of fish and the type of pond that you want to be in is probably going to change throughout your life and throughout your career. You know, as you have kids or as you decide you want to travel or as you start to get closer to retirement, all of these things in life are going to change how much of yourself and how much of your effort and your soul you want to put into your job. And that's okay. So if you find yourself in your career and you're just not quite happy, think about what type of fish you now are and what type of pond you now want to swim in, because that might be the thing that you just can't put your finger on that makes you dissatisfied with your current career situation. So let's talk about the different types of fish. There's 4 different types of fish sizes that we're going to talk about. There's the guppy, the tuna, the shark, and the whale. Guppies, you know, small fish. They're happy to take a back seat in terms of making management, control, policy changes, that sort of thing. Guppies just want to go to work, do their job, do a good job, and not make a huge change or impact in the profession as a whole. They're more focused on making those small changes for their individual patients and their individual clients. Guppies are usually amazing with clients. They usually are really good at forming long-term relationships, and they're really good at making a consistent and coherent team, but they're not there really to make big changes. They don't want to be in charge. They don't want to own the business. They don't want to be a manager. Tuna, on the other hand, they have energy. They have a lot of drive and force behind them, and they just need something to do with that energy. They need to be heard. They need to be involved. They need to make changes. They may not necessarily be at the point where they want to be the person that's making the ultimate decision, but they want to be involved. So these guys are ones that really like to go to conferences and come back, teach the nurses, teach the other vets in the practice. They want to try new things and try new policies. They want to change drug protocols as medicine evolves. Tuna are really valuable in a clinic because they have that energy and that drive to keep the profession going within your practice and keep you up to date. They may want to be managers, they may not, but they often don't necessarily want to own the clinic. They don't want to make, you know, big changes and footprints on the whole profession, but they want to make changes within their environment. Sharks. Sharks need control. They need to be able to make those changes and have the ultimate say. They need to be able to take the situation and mold it to exactly what they want. They are on top of the food chain and they can excel working in a team, but they have to have the final say. So sharks you often see as clinic owners or high management roles. They're good at getting things done. They're good at taking control and they're good at making those hard decisions that sometimes mean that people aren't going to like you. And it's really nice to have those sharks in your practice because sometimes someone has to be the bad guy to progress the profession and progress your clinic to where you want it to be. Sharks also like to have that say. So a lot of times you'll see sharks in roles in terms of, you know, emergency or out of hours because they want to have that final say and that control without having to check with someone else all the time. Now, whales. Whales are our biggest fish. Obviously, they're not fish. We know they're mammals. We're vets, but they're beautiful, so I like to use them as an imagery. Whales are those that strive for perfection, for fame, to be the leading authority. They want to have their names on textbooks. They want to be the leaders of departments at prestigious clinics and universities. They want to progress the profession. They're doing research that's passed down the food chain to the rest of us. Whales are, you know, the Carol Matthews and the Cotes of the world. And it's not out of any desire to be famous, but just out of a desire to really push themselves and the profession to the absolute extent that it can go. And we need these whales in our profession to help us all keep on track and keep moving. Now let's chat about the types of ponds that you can swim in, because every fish can be in a different type of pond. Your small ponds are your kind of mom and pop shops, individually run clinics, you know, 1 to 5 vets working full time, good quality medicine, but not a lot of extra frills or services. You know, they're not going to have an MRI machine, but they're going to provide good, constant, consistent, reliable medicine and have their consistent clientele. Then you've got your lake. These are bigger centers or groups of clinics that work with each other. You know, those groups that have 5 or 6 practices and, you know, one practice may be where all of the orthopedic surgeries are done. Another practice may be where the ultrasound is with the person that can do really good ultrasound. That or bigger centers like specialty centers that don't necessarily do research but do a lot more advanced things. They might have more toys as well. CTs, MRIs, that sort of thing. And oceans, these are those big centers that have lots of specialists, lots of people working together, you know, teams of hundreds or more. And they're often universities, they've got research facilities, and they're at the leading edge of medicine. So those are the different types of ponds and, you know, different types of water ecosystems that you can swim in as these different types of fish. So what does this all mean? We've got little fish, we've got big fish, we've got different types of ponds. What does it matter? The difference is, depending on your personality, your type of fish is going to fit within a certain type of pond to make you happy. For example, if you're a shark and you get a job in a small pond that's owned by something else that doesn't want to listen to your ideas, then you're going to feel that lack of control and you're not going to be happy. And you might say, oh, I'm dissatisfied with the career. I don't like being a vet. But really, maybe it's just that you need to be in a lake or an ocean, or maybe you need to own your own small pond. You have to kind of think about who you are as a fish and how you fit into your water ecosystem. And is that dynamic where you're finding dissatisfaction? So some common combinations that we see, you know, you've got your guppy in a small pond. These are most new grads that go out to work in a GP clinic and get their feet wet. That's where most people are going to start. And it's kind of a cozy work environment. It's more consistent, it's more reliable, and there's a little less pressure. When you talk about interns and people that really want to specialize, you're talking about a guppy in an ocean. So you've got this little small fish swimming around amongst these whales, just trying to absorb all of the information that they can. They're happy to learn. They're happy to be at the bottom of the food chain to get all of that information. And it's a stepping stone to growing into one of those larger fish. A a lot of us, when we are, you know, 5 to 10 years out, we want to hit that kind of tuna in a lake type dynamic. You know, you've got energy still, you still want to progress as a profession, you want to make changes, you might have other stuff going on in your life, and you want good work-life balance, but you want to make some changes, and you want to be in a center where you're really seeing good, you know, consistent progressive medicine. And that's where you might say, okay, you know, I'm now no longer a guppy. I'm not really being fulfilled in my small pond. Do I want to make more changes? And, you know, maybe you need to move to a bigger center or a bunch of clinics that work together. Maybe take on a bit of a management role. That's something that might help you. The other point that you might find yourself at 5 to 10 years out is you might say, look, I am done working for somebody else. I just want to be in control. I want to do things my way. And that's when you become a shark and you buy your own clinic, you open your own clinic, you know, and then you become a shark either in your own little pond or in a lake where you're a manager for a bigger center, that sort of thing. Obviously, a whale in an ocean, as we chatted about, you know, leading professors, leading researchers, known figures in the veterinary world, people that are really striving to make a difference and make that change for everyone so that the rest of us down that food chain can progress and follow in their footsteps and really push that profession. So as we mentioned before, if you're dissatisfied in your career, it might not be that you don't like the medicine, that you don't like the clients, that you don't like the patients. You might just not be able to put your finger on exactly what is bothering you. And it might be that you're just not the same size fish that you used to be. You know, maybe you're a bigger fish, maybe you're a smaller fish now compared to what you were. And maybe you're just not in the type of water ecosystem that is fulfilling your needs. So think about that and change your role. As you progress, things are going to change in your life. You're either going to ramp up your profession or you might ramp it down because, you know, you've decided that you want to travel or have kids or do something else with life. And that's okay. And remember, as a vet, you're probably type A and you're probably self-critical. So taking the time to acknowledge to yourself and admit to yourself that you need to take a step back in your profession can be hard. And it can be, for a lot of people, it can feel like a failure. And what I really want to get across is it's not a failure to change priorities in your life. Do what you need to do for yourself to make yourself happy in your career. And if that means you take a step back, if that means that you go into a less demanding role or a less demanding clinic, that's okay. So overall, think about your personality and what type of fish and what type of water system you belong in, and make changes to prioritize your needs in your life to focus on your happiness. So that's all for today. Thanks for tuning in, and stay tuned next time for our next episode. And remember, advocate for yourself. You're the only one that will. Thanks for tuning in.